In a government so focused on hiring veterans, this may surprise you. The Office of Personnel Management recently felt the need to remind agencies that the White House has zero tolerance for violations of an employment law that bans discrimination against veterans. The Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, or USERRA, says employers can't penalize returning troops for their military service. An increasing number of vets are coming to the Office of Special Counsel with complaints of this type against federal agencies. And Patrick Boulay is chief of the Office of Special Counsel's USERRA unit. He joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Boulay.
Good morning.
So first, just a quick recap. What is USERRA exactly?
USERRA is a law that protects veterans and members of the National Guard and Reserve in their civilian jobs. So it allows them to return to those jobs after they've served, and it also prohibits discrimination against them for having served in the past or for possible future service, and protects them, protects their job rights and job benefits.
So why did you issue information to OPM and to federal agencies? It seems like every other memo coming out is about veterans' hiring preferences by the federal government.
Well, I think OPM wanted to make it clear that the federal government should be leading the way in terms of protecting veterans' job rights, and that complaints against the government, will not be tolerated and should be resolved, and that's where OSC comes in.
So tell us a little bit about your work. I know you have a demo project. My understanding is that the Labor Department also deals with these types of claims. How does it break down?
Well, normally, USERRA complaints are filed with the Department of Labor, and Labor tries to investigate and resolve those cases. And if they're unable to resolve them, if it's against a private employer, the case can be referred to the Department of Justice, who can represent the service member in court. And if it's a federal employer, the case can be referred to OSC, and we can represent the service member before the Merit Systems Protection Board. Under this project, which started last August and goes through 2014, the Department of Labor and OSC are actually sharing the cases or splitting them in half, and OSC will get half of the cases directly to investigate from the beginning and try to resolve and then prosecute if necessary. So the idea is to, streamline the process and see if that helps service members.
Well, I just want to try to get to the point of whether the federal government is a violator in some regular fashion of USERRA. Is that what you found?
We certainly see violations by the government, and I think the problem is not so much a lack of awareness of the law in general, but a lack of understanding of exactly what it requires. That, for instance, if a service member returns to their federal job, you can't simply give them, any position that might be available, or just even give them their own their prior job back at the same level of pay and seniority. You have to treat them as if they never left, and make efforts to train them and catch them up to their peers, so that they're not disadvantaged by their service. So a lot of the violations and problems we see involve, not knowing the full extent of the law and not knowing exactly what needs to be done to take care of service member employees.
So is this occurring across the board, or does it tend to be clustered in certain agencies? What have you found in terms of the patterns?
Well, in terms of patterns, I mean, we certainly see the largest agencies having the most complaints. Department of Defense, Veterans Affairs, Postal Service, and Homeland Security. Those are the largest agencies. In the case of VA and Postal Service, they're very decentralized throughout the country. So, you don't know if the information is getting down to the local level. So we do see a lot of, we see the largest number of complaints against those largest agencies.
So this comes as a surprise to me, because this administration has been so tough on veterans getting employment and really pushing agencies to meet pretty aggressive goals that OPM felt the need to remind them not to violate USERRA. You're talking about these types of violations having to do with training. Are you seeing any sorts of patterns in terms of agencies missing out on awareness or things that they should be doing that they're not doing? What's going on?
Well, I don't think there's a consistent approach in or a comprehensive approach across the board in terms of educating the federal workforce and federal agencies, including supervisors, about what the requirements are. OPM has regulations, and they do have training, but it would certainly help if we had more follow-up as far as making sure that the training occurs and making sure that the right people get it, including the employees when they're going off to be deployed and when they return.
We're speaking with Patrick Boulay. He's the chief of the Office of Special Counsel's USERRA unit. And I was wondering what effect the rehiring of veterans, the effect on it of the repeated deployments that many of them have had, maybe coming and going several times from their jobs.
Well, that certainly has, added to the difficulty of implementing USERRA, I think, in terms of trying to adjust to that for the civilian employers. And they just need to remain, vigilant as far as trying to make sure that employees who serve multiple times have the time they need to transition back and are given help in doing that. And that has been a challenge in the last decade, given the multiple deployments, certainly.
And do you have any real numbers? What kind of numbers are we talking about across government? Is it tens of cases, thousands of cases, somewhere in between?
Well, we typically are seeing in the a total of around 1,500 USERRA complaints a year, and that's including private employers and the federal government. The federal government makes up, I think, roughly 20% of that, so roughly 300 complaints per year, and that's remained pretty consistent, in the last 5 or 6 years.
And what's the penalty for agencies when they're found to be guilty of violating USERRA?
Well, the penalty is really to make the employee whole. So you have to do things like reinstate them, provide back pay if they haven't been reinstated, give them their benefits back, maybe provide training, make promotions retroactive, things like that. There is no disciplinary action in USERRA. There is just what we like to call corrective action. So that's really what agencies need to do, is just try to correct the problem and get the employee back to where they should have been.
And what's the best place that federal hiring managers can go to get more information so they're up to date on the latest rules and regs?
Well, I think there are several good sources. Our website, www.osc.gov, has a lot of links and resources on USERRA. Another good source for both federal employers and private employers is the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, and that's www.esgr.org. And, of course, OPM, they have a training material and things of that nature on their website. So those are some good sources of information.
And real quick, what's the fate of your demo project? What's the time frame? How are you evaluating it, and what's in the future?
Well, we're going 3 years. This project will go, and the Government Accountability Office will be evaluating it and reporting to Congress to compare how the Labor Department and OSC handle the cases, and then Congress will make a decision as to whether to extend it or make it permanent or go back to the prior system.
Patrick Roulet is chief of the Office of Special Counsel's USERRA unit. We thank you very much for joining us with that update.
Thank you.